This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, Fiona.
Today, I'm going to just ask you a few questions about the medicine wheel. It's such a powerful tool for so many, and you've had so much experience and lived so much with not only the medicine wheel teachings, but also with the indigenous cultures teachings. So can you tell us what the medicine wheel is?
Okay, sure, I'll do my best. it's so deep. It's just so deep. Mm. Let me start off by saying it's ancient, and there are lots of wheels all over the world. You get Stonehenge, you get this amazing medicine wheel in Montana, I believe it is, another one in Wyoming, several in England. You go around the world and you find ancient circles. Now, I tend to believe that the reason the circles were formed is are the people who were the first people on the earth looked at the stars every night. Now you look at the Bushmen in Southern Africa, the San people, and they're still alive. They travel the Kalahari Desert. They find food and water there where nobody else can find it, and they know where they're going and where things are by their connection to the stars. Mm. And at night, as they're traveling, they just keep going, and they sit down at night and they sit in a circle and they sing songs to the stars, their ancestors. So, and the stars guide them, and they watch the planets and the stars shifting, and it really guides them where to go. So my feeling is, so way back at the beginning of time, with our connection to the realization that we are connected somehow to the movement of the stars, creates the circle. And then I began to believe everything is circular. Everything in life is circular. Where we go astray is when we try to put it in an angular, horizontal, it's all, or it's in a pyramid scheme, it's the top all the way down to the bottom, and you're taking away the circle of things. We get slightly askew, go off course. So the medicine wheel and the teachings that I have had from various native peoples around the world is that it's divided into, some of them are really highly divided, but it's generally in quarter sections. So you have the springtime, you have the summertime, you have the autumn, and you have the winter. And you have the childhood, you have the youth, you have the adult, and you have the elder. And there it goes.
It's interesting. In the Chinese system, there's a fifth one in the center, which is the earth.
Earth. Okay, so in the ways I've been taught, because we also have above and below, Father Sky, Mother Earth, and in the center is where it all comes together as one. That is like the mitakwiase, everything comes together as one.
So how in someone's, like, if they're exploring the medicine wheel, how do people use the medicine wheel? How could people use it to help themselves?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little guide right here. Hmm. So if you've got a pencil and a piece of paper, it would be good to write this down. So if you look at we're going to travel the direction. So let's go. We'll start with the east, go to the south, go to the west, go to the north. We'll just do those four directions because there are a lot of other directions, but this is crucial to working the medicine wheel. So if we go to the east is the part of the spirit, our spiritual soul, the beginning of time, the time that the day starts. And so that's a very spiritual place for us, you know.
It's the beginning of everything.
It's the beginning of everything. But there's a shadow side. There's an underside of this, too. So this is what helps us heal through the medicine wheel. So we have this on the strength, it is this our spiritual center. The underside of that is the ego, okay? The ego mind. I, me, mine.
And that, though, for me, the ego mind is simply something that is, we are carrying that so that we can lighten it. I have a slightly different view on the ego, which is, it's not something bad, it's something helpful. It's something that we've chosen to lighten, bring into this existence.
In order to lighten. Well, that's what the medicine wheel does. Ah. It helps that. So if we go into the shadow side of the East, it would be like being selfish,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is ego-driven.
Comes from insecurity. Lots of things.
So, okay, so we move to the South, and that's the place of the youth and the energy, and it is the place of...
rebirth, kind of, too.
Trust. It's the place of the heart. It's the place of relationships. It's our connection to the ancestors and all the connections we've had. But mainly, let's look at... and that's the place of our heart, and it's a place of trust. Now, the shadow side of that is fear. Okay? So if we're fearful, we're not trusting. Let's just leave that, okay? Then we move around to the West, and the West is the place of our body. So the East is the place of our spirit. The South is the place of our heart. The West is the place of our physical body. And the shadow side, and this is the place of getting up and having goals and moving and doing things and everything that we need to do to go through life. And the shadow side of that, of the West, is limitations, feeling limited, being stagnation, I'm doubting yourself.
Stuck,
absolutely stuck. So then we move to the North, which is the place of several things. It's the place of the mind. It's the place of forgiveness. It's the place of healing. And the shadow side of that is, I think it's another aspect of selfishness. It's when the mind is not married to the heart. And so we make decisions.
Emptiness. Selfishness comes from emptiness.
Empty.
To,
that's a perfect...
Well, not emptiness in a spiritual sense, but emptiness from a sense of, I don't have enough, or I need more from the outside because I can't fill me on the inside.
And it's a place where, in the old ways, they would say that we make a choice that doesn't serve the people, it just serves ourselves. So that's the shadow side of, we're working our mind, not connected to our heart. So how I used to work this with eighth graders, say, for example, I have them draw their own wheel and put the East and the South and the West and the North and what each one of them meant. And so I would say to them, so where are you today? Well, I'm really angry and I'm frustrated and I'm this and I'm that. And I said, okay, where's that the shadow? Where does that belong on the wheel? And if they say, I'm so angry, I'm fear. So what is the other side of fear? Well, it's trust. Okay, what do you need to trust?
Mm.
What do you need to trust in yourself? How do you need to step out of this frustration, anger, fear? The same thing with the West, is it? They say that the Western civilization gets stuck trying to run from the South, the fear, to the West, to the place of stagnation. They can't get through that, so they never get to the mind. They never get to the spirituality over in the East. They can't work the wheel. If we can keep the circle flowing and the movement going, so we go to the West and we're stagnant. I can't do this. I'm feeling my limitation. This is happening to me, preventing me from doing it. So something has to be done. You've got to take action. You've got to take action. And it doesn't mean take action without thinking, because the West is also the place of the going within, like the bear goes into the cave to hibernate, to readdress things, to think of things, and comes out of the cave knowing the answer. So the West also calls us when we're feeling stagnated. We have to go into a retreat, think about things before we come out, and put action, go, and then you move forward into the mind. So you've brought your spirit, your heart, and your body right up to the mind now, and then you've got some choices to make. You want to do some healing. In a very short way, that's how the medicine wheel works. And they're also tied into the semi-directions and the quarterly directions. They can, each direction can be, it's all tied into the movement of the stars.
It's interesting because in Chinese medicine and in Qigong and Feng Shui, it's all tied into the universal movements as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that if people are interested, you can get more information from Jules. You could book a session on earthtriberadio.com if you go to the marketplace. And I think that it's so wonderful to have a way to look at our life that brings more consciousness without judgment.
Yes, and it's also beautiful with the medicine wheel of either creating one at home in a circle. Somehow you can create it outside, having a circle outside. You can write it on a piece of paper. This is what I did with the kids. Put it up on the mirror in your bathroom, this circle, and identify where you are every morning. Where are you and what do you need? If you're unhappy, how do you need to get to the place you'd rather be? So it's something that you work all the time. It's part of the life.
And that was part of what the different indigenous peoples or first peoples used to use the circles for, right?
Yeah.
The Native Americans particularly had that. I mean, the medicine wheel comes from the Native American culture.
Well, that, right? The name of the medicine wheel comes mm-hmm. from the Native North American culture, and there are cultures, ancient cultures all around the world that have these circles as you travel. I would love to do, unfortunately, my lymphedema doesn't allow me to fly anymore, but I'd always wanted to travel the world going from seeing all the circles and meditating in the circles and seeing. I did that in Chaco Canyon in the Great Kiva there, did a ceremony one night with the permission of the Navajo. It took me back to the Anasazi, the ancient. Mm. I heard their voices singing. So there is a way to connect when you sit in circle, in sacred places, in sacred circles. And I believe that all of life is sacred, so there's no reason why we can't draw it on a piece of paper and have it sitting on our desk.
No, and you've had them, I've seen you build them out on a table outside.
Uh-huh.
So you can do it. Or if you've got land, bigger land, you can make a big one.
I did that at my mother's place when I was house-sitting back in the 80s. I had a calling in the middle of the night. I'd been living in England, and my mother lived in Los Angeles. And I had a calling and a message saying, build a medicine wheel. I thought, ooh, that sounds interesting. I wonder what that is. So it was like being instructed, oh, get some stones. So I went down to Armstrong's, the garden center, and I picked out some stones. I didn't know how many stones, but I'm just going with whatever. And then one night, and it was cloudy night, so there was no light outside, no light from the sun. But I started to place the stones on the ground, and all of a sudden, I put one stone on the ground, and I thought, ooh, no, it doesn't go there, it goes over here. I'm being shown, I'm connecting to the circle, you see, it's showing me how to do it.
And if we're sensitive and allow the stones to tell us, it will happen.
Yes, absolutely, no doubt about it. And I had told my son, who was like 13 at the time, we're doing a medicine wheel tomorrow night. We're going to have a medicine wheel. And he didn't know what that was. But anyway, so this night I'm placing the stones, but I have no idea what they look like because it's dark. Dark of the moon, no moon. So the next morning I think I'm going to go to the balcony and look out over the balcony to see what the stone... I'll get myself a cup of coffee. And I go out to the balcony and there are two hawks flying, red-tailed hawks, flying in a circle around the circle. Perfect. It was a perfect circle. That evening, so my son's saying, well, what's a medicine wheel? I don't know. There was a knock on the door. Knocks on the door. About six people turned up. Two guys from Arizona saying, I hear you're doing a medicine wheel. How? How do they know that? How do they know that? I don't know.
Well, maybe from the Armstrong Center.
No, I don't think I told anybody that. I just told my son. But anyway, and he didn't know. We were living in England. We didn't know anybody there. But it was absolutely amazing. And I think if we allow ourselves to be circular in nature, being circular in our lives, it's far more inclusive than any other structure, because it includes it all.
That's true. And then King Arthur and the Round Table.
Yeah, and then, of course, all the circles begin to work with you, and I'm so open to that.
So how do you feel it helped you or changed your life?
I went through a really hard time when I left England. Maybe a couple of years before I left England, I knew I had to go. I had a great job. I was being paid great money, and I lived in a beautiful home, and I knew I had to go, and I don't know where I was going to, and I had to trust. So it took me 2 years to take off the nylon stockings and the high heels and the suits and go. My son started it by saying after the first year, we were visiting my parents, and he said, I'm not going back to England. I'm staying in America. You've got to find me a school here. So that was the next year. It was me pulling up stakes, selling everything, and coming. And it was being in the circle.
How did it support you? Because it sounds like it supported you.
Well, it did, but you look at the south of the medicine wheel, and so I could have been very much in the fear place. Mm. So when I got on a plane at Heathrow Airport, and they noticed it was my birthday, and I had a one-way ticket, and I had no idea. I had no idea what was going to happen. They bumped me up to business class because it was my birthday, and I thought, oh, golly. But I remember fighting the fear on that whole flight, like, what am I doing? What am I doing? So, but that's also, so it's trusting. It's coming out of the fear, trusting. And so when I got there, and the moment I started in the West feeling the limitations, oh, maybe I can't do this. I've got to think about this and think about this. So I took a couple of house-sitting jobs, one in Colorado and one in New Mexico. Beautiful places. And that was done through friends. That gave me a month at each time to take care of a beautiful home, feed their animals, take a deep breath, work, absorb the cultures around me, and find where I need to go. And the further west I went, the bigger the smile on my face. Mm. So I knew the west was where I needed to go. And still, underneath everything, that it would be very easy for me to go back to the fear, but I thought, no, I got to trust. I got to trust. I've got to step into the light side of the South, which is trust. And from the place of trust, I can then begin to move on, And so that's how I work the wheel. It's not easy to get me frightened anymore, and it's taken years to work through coming from a place of fear into a place of trust. And so I really don't experience much fear at all anymore.
And you also do medicine readings for people. Yeah. Medicine wheel readings for people as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been listening on Earth Tribe Radio to chat about the medicine wheel. This is www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.